This is Mija Riddell for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art interviewing Akio Takamori in the Artist's Studio in Seattle, Washington on March 20th, 2009. This is disc number one. And we were just talking before we turned the tape on about Akio's, your upcoming shows at Barry Friedman in New York, and then after the fall after that, that's this fall of 2009.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then in 2010 is the.
I don't have a plan yet on 2010.
Okay, and we're talking about the new work. We're sitting here in your studio, surrounded by the pieces that you're working on. We've been talking about the newest piece, which is a landscape.
Yeah,
which is quite a change for you. And you just started these experimenting with these when you were in Belgium, in a residency.
Yeah, this is actually for preparation for Belgium. I was anticipating what should I make, because I had only 1 month. And then 1 month you have to kind of make a piece and then have an exhibition and they came back. So the piece is kind of now shipped out and I'm waiting them to arrive. So like it was like a really wonderful experience, which is I really like. What part of the residency I really like is like, of course, like when you move into a new place, the materials and everything's new, and especially environment, you know, history of the place, the landscape and culture, food and everything is really kind of a fresh my mind up again, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes like in the studio, I have a wonderful studio, so there's no reason for me to go out. I have, you know, perfect setup here, but seems like I like kind of a displace myself and then refresh myself and then just work. And especially like when you are in the residency, you just pay a little attention to your community, but mostly from morning to evening, you know, you're in the studio and then nothing else I don't need to worry about, which is like a really kind of a, I love the kind of a sense like I can be so productive.
Yes.
And especially like in, you know, my age.
Not that old.
Yeah, but I feel it physically, you know. I worked too hard and like a hand aches and you have a back pain started and all that stuff. So, you know, I kind of worry about from now on, you know, if I'm lucky and healthy, then I'll keep on making another 10, 20 years, and then I really have to figure out, you know, the system. Maybe, you know, like I might need some help. But definitely, like nowadays when I'm loading a kiln, my wife can't help me much anymore. So whatever the occasion, you know, young people's around, and I have to plan loading kiln, you know, that accordingly. And
do you ever have student assistants from the university?
Yeah, you know, like students are so busy, and then most of them have one or maybe some of them have 2-3 jobs.
Wow.
And then, I feel like I'm really hesitant kind of ask, because all I need is when they drive down here, and then just only 1 hour, you know? So which is not really, maybe it's not really, financially for them, it's not worth it. More like just like willing to help me. But, you know, they're young people, really kind, and, you know, they do. But at the same time, I'm kind of I have to really figure out some better way, you know, to... some like a neighbor, high school boy, or you know something that will be more flexible. You know, yeah.
So you're preparing for Barry Friedman, and that was probably still going to be figures.
Yeah, yeah.
And the landscapes you were saying that you'd experimented with these 16 small islands, sort of spread out
in Belgium. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, that was still kind of a experiment thing for me, and so I have to kind of really I like to kind of take a time to develop it, so
right.
Like yeah,
and so that time in Belgium, it's you've done these residencies